And let's go next to Italy, where the trial begins tomorrow for a group of CIA and Italian intelligence officers. They're accused of kidnapping an Egyptian cleric. The man says that after he was seized in Milan, he was taken to Egypt and tortured. This is the first trial associated with the CIA's policy of extraordinary rendition. None of the 26 American defendants will show up, so they'll be tried in absentia. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports from Milan.
The prosecution says that on February 17, 2003, CIA agents, with the help of the Italian intelligence agency SISMI, grabbed Osama Mustafa Hassan Nasser in Milan. The cleric, also known as Abu Omar, was under investigation in Italy for terrorism. He was interviewed by Italian TV last March in Egypt, where he's now under house arrest.
It was noon as I was walking to the mosque. A man stopped me. He looked American, tall, blonde, blue eyes. He said he was the police. Then suddenly, other men grabbed me from behind and pushed me into a parked white van. They started punching me all over.
He was blindfolded, and the prosecution says he was taken to Aviano Air Base and from there flown to Germany and then Egypt, where he was put in prison.
They beat me with nightsticks. They walked over my body. They tied me up and hung me from my feet. They tortured me with electric current. The worst was the genital torture. I was handcuffed for 14 months.
Court documents show this extraordinary rendition was expensive and sloppy. The CIA suspects were tracked down thanks to the many clues they left behind. Cell phone calls made from near the abduction site and the Aviano base, car rental receipts and hotel bills totaling more than $150,000. Prosecutors suspect the agents' carelessness derived from their sense of impunity. The Italian government at the time, a conservative coalition headed by staunch U.S. ally Silvio Berlusconi, denied knowledge of the operation. John Sifton, senior researcher on terrorism at Human Rights Watch, says extraordinary rendition is not a policy, but a crime.
We only wish that instead of having a prosecution of the low-level operators, we would have prosecutions of officials in the NSC and the CIA and even the White House who approved this rendition.
The 26 indicted Americans include two former CIA station chiefs in Italy, Jeff Castelli and Robert Selden Lady, and Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Joseph Romano, who was stationed at the time at Aviano. Prosecutors believe many of the other names are aliases. Like its predecessor, the current center-left government of Prime Minister Romano Prodi has not sought the Americans' extradition and claims the prosecutors breached state secrecy. The charge triggered a tense confrontation between the executive and the judiciary. Judge Caterina Interlandi, who signed the indictments, condemns the seizure of a terrorist suspect without a warrant.
The Abu Omar extraordinary rendition did not improve security. What it certainly did was obstruct the efforts of judicial authorities who were about to arrest him, as they later arrested his accomplices. Abu Omar would likely have been convicted, just as his accomplices were.
Prosecutor Armando Spataro says extrajudicial practices have additional harmful effects in countries with large Muslim minorities.
Illegal actions such as capturing a person without judicial authorization and secret prisons do not increase faith in our system. Rather, they give extremists more reasons to proselytize against us and lead them to believe ours is only a so-called democracy.
Abu Omar is not the only extraordinary rendition case in Europe. European governments' complicity with CIA extrajudicial practices is the subject of a report from the Council of Europe expected to be released tomorrow. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Milan.
Thank you.